2024 was also an Olympic year, with athletes around the world converging in Paris to duke it out at the pinnacle of sporting competition. And so we delved into the science of keeping athletes in tip-top condition. One aspect is cold therapy, taking a dunk in a cold body of water or ice bath, with some proponents claiming better mood, faster muscle recovery time, and even stronger immune systems. To find out more, but also to avoid taking a dip into an icy lake, James Titko took a trip to the Light Blue Clinic in Cambridge, which contains a cryo chamber capable of cooling participants to minus 120 degrees Celsius, and met up with Gosia Bieniak, who took him through the treatment.
Hi, Gosia.
Hi, hello.
I'm sorry, I'm a bit late.
Don't worry. Hi, it's really nice to meet you.
While my cold therapy experience was to be facilitated by modern means in a high-tech cryo chamber, the healing benefits of exposing your body to extremely low temperatures has been posited for centuries. That's not to say it's for everyone, though. And when I booked myself in at the clinic, I was asked to fill out a medical questionnaire online, making sure I had no underlying health conditions that might make me unsuitable for the treatment. On arrival, my blood pressure was taken. I was given protective clothing to shield my extremities, including thick socks, hat, and gloves. And then it was time.
The lovely people here at the Light Blue Clinic have made sure I'm fit and firing, healthy, ready to take on the cryo chamber. I'm faced with this enormous fridge. I'm being told there's a pre-chamber, which is going to go down to, what was it again?
About minus 60 Celsius.
Minus 60. That sounds quite cold enough, if you ask me. But then I'll move on to the main chamber, which is looking at minus 120 degrees Celsius. And I'd be lying if I said I wasn't a little nervous. But I've got a friend, Gary's here with me.
I am indeed, yeah. I've been into the cryo chamber before, so you're in safe hands. We're going to enjoy this experience, and you're going to benefit from all the things that you get out of the cryo chamber today.
Brilliant. Well, I can't take the recorder in with me. It will explode, probably. But here goes. I'll see you on the other side.
Setting foot inside the atmospheric main chamber, it took a while for the coldness to really make its mark, distracted as I was by the liquid nitrogen fog dancing over my body. A combination of nervous energy and the shiveringly low temperature caused me to turn into a bit of a chatterbox, which I was assured by cryo enthusiast Gary was a normal reaction. Thanks for putting up with me in there, Gary. It also meant that before I knew it, my 3 minutes was up.
Gosia, I've just about come back round from my cryo chamber experience. Breathing's back to normal. That was quite something. I'm no elite athlete, but athletes are using this technique to aid with their recovery. How does it work?
So cryotherapy puts your body into shock, which means we pretty much induce fight and flight response. So with that, with the cardiovascular system, what happens is that the blood goes back centrally to the heart to protect internal organs, and there isn't really much circulation in the peripheries.
So the idea is to reduce inflammation, am I right in saying?
Yes, you're absolutely correct. When you come out, you get vasodilation. So you get redistribution of blood, so you get more nutrients in, more oxygen in. So the pain threshold shifts as well because the inflammation goes down. So if there is any muscular pain for the next 24 hours, it shouldn't be that noticeable. Mm-hmm. From endocrine system point of view, what happens is that we get endorphins in as well. So it helps with regulating your mood in the most natural way that you can actually imagine. The only thing is that it only lasts up to 24 hours, so you kind of have to reset your system on a more regular basis. But we have clients using it twice a week. We have clients using it once a week with the athletes. We really want to get the timing right, providing they do nutrition and sleeping and all of the basic recovery right, then this can really elevate the recovery.
So improved muscle soreness, improved mood, better sleep,
yep.
Is longer better? You're talking about the athletes there and you wanting to get the time specifically right.
With the gold standard, we're talking about 3 minutes, 30 seconds, but we also check the skin temperature before you go in. So that's one of the indicators, well, the major indicator for us to know if that actually worked, and you're going to get all of the acute responses and benefits that we talked about. So we check the skin temperature on the knee, and then we check it on your trapezius as well before you go in, and we expect the drop to be around 10 Celsius when you come out. But yeah, the skin temperature is the indicator for us that tells us if the 3 minutes worked or if we have to try and get encourage them to go in for another minute.
That huge chamber I was in, very high tech, very cool. What's the advantage of a cryo chamber over an ice bath, say? Yeah.
So it's optimizing the time under which you have to be uncomfortable in order to get the full benefit.
That was Gosha Bieniek, chilling out with James Titko. Finally, some naked science.